Take your power back with neurofeedback brain training. I'm Dr. Trish Lee, and in this video, I want to share with you the big 4A health issues or crises that most people are struggling with in today's day and age, and how you can heal them using neurofeedback brain training. So first, what we're going to do is break them down: anxiety, attention, arousal dysfunction, and internet addictions. Screen time makes all of them worse. So we're going to talk about these four big A health issues. And then secondarily, we're going to talk about how neurofeedback brain training can help them. And in doing so, I'm going to share with you the dysfunctional brain pattern at the core of each. Then stay with me, because number three is your brain hack strategy for today. And I have exciting news that I'm going to share. So let's dig in to number one, the four big A health issues that neurofeedback can help heal. Number one is how neurofeedback can help heal anxiety. Anxiety plagues most people in today's day and age because reality has become very challenging for many people with all the complexities that we've set up in our society. So some of those complexities are within your control. Others, you have to be able to become intentionally aware of and make positive decisions around them so that you can reduce your anxiety. And you know, I'm a human being in this human condition too. I'm navigating this said society myself and making choices different than other people to keep anxiety at bay. So the idea around this is thinking about how you want your life to be and intentionally creating that, not falling into the loop of doing what you're supposed to, what you could have, what you should have, instead intentionally doing what your purpose is, what you want to accomplish here on planet Earth in the time that you're here, connecting to the people who are important to you and purposefully engaging in the things that make you happy. I know, so much easier said than done. But when you struggle with anxiety, essentially it's a brain that's running really, really fast. It's using extra fast brain speed, high beta. That's between 21 and 30 hertz. That's a cranking brain. That's like one of those bullet trains in Asia. You can't see the forest for the trees, and it's difficult to bring that energy down to sleep. So that negative sleep pattern keeps all those thoughts going, all the rumination, all the hyper vigilance, always being on guard because your brain never comes down. When you enter into this negative feedback loop of this anxiety dysfunctional brain pattern, what happens is you end up getting into problem seeking mode, and it's very difficult to get into problem solving mode. Most people's problems become perpetuated once they're stuck in this mode of high beta. So we're going to talk about how neurofeedback can get you out of that mode in just a minute. Now, on the opposite side of the continuum is attention issues. So high beta, very fast speed, is at the core of anxiety. Way over here on the other side, the slow brain speed, it's called theta, it's at the core of attention issues. So when your brain is running very slow, it's difficult to attend and focus. It's also difficult to not feel the need to self-stimulate, because it's the feeling that if you stop, you're going to fall asleep. So the idea is many children who have ADHD, or even some adults, will have a lot of self-stimulation behaviors. That's a hyperactivity piece. That hyperactivity or self-stim is to keep the brain alert enough to engage. So ADHD is a neurodevelopmental disorder, meaning that you're born with it. It's an organic pattern that's born in the brain, and a brain that doesn't develop like it should over time. Neurodevelopmental disorder. So essentially, when you're young, theta's very high. That's why babies sleep so much. But as your brain grows and develops, theta should come down. For children with ADHD, theta doesn't come down. It's stuck high, and it creates the attention issues, impulsivity, or the hyperactive behavior. If you're an adult and you've just been diagnosed with ADD, and you may have heard me say this before, that adult onset ADD is not a thing. ADD is a neurodevelopmental disorder, but there's many behaviors that we can engage in that increase our theta. Overwhelm, exhaustion, too much screen time, too much explicit matter, which is a supernormal stimuli that will slow your brain down. There are behaviors that can drive theta up, and that can make things worse for people with organic ADD or ADHD, and it can feel like adult onset ADD, and you may even have the brain pattern with too much theta, but you wouldn't have had it from birth if it's not organic ADD. Either way, it can wreak havoc on your ability to attend, focus, not be impulsive, and to be able to go into the world and be productive, healthy, and happy. So now let's move to number three. Number three is arousal dysfunction. So when I use the word arousal dysfunction, I said this to someone I work with, and she's like, "Dr. Trish, you're the only one who knows what you're talking about." So I'm gonna lay it out here anyways, even though she said I'm the only one who can make these connections. Arousal dysfunction means that when your brain is using the green zone, optimal QEEG brain map, you're able to get to the states that you want to with ease. It's like an automatic transmission. Your brain can shift into sleep. It can shift into feeling calm and peaceful. It can shift into focus. It can react or respond to a stressor, but then calm itself back down again. When it's time to be intimate with your partner, you can get to that state of being able to experience intimacy and pleasure. It is a brain that can shift through these states seamlessly. That's healthy arousal. Now, the two main ways that arousal dysfunction plays out is number one in sexual arousal dysfunction. And if you struggle with sexual arousal dysfunction in the brain is at the core. Another way it plays out is autoimmune disorders. And I didn't really realize this until I struggled with my own, which I don't want to claim that, but I've struggled with an autoimmune disorder for many years due to toxic mold poisoning. So my environment made it so that my nervous system was always on red alert for toxins without me even knowing it. And I calibrated to it so much. And honestly, I've always done neurofeedback, so I didn't have any of the mental states that go along with arousal dysfunction, but I did have it at a cellular level. Autoimmune disorders are arousal dysfunction in the autonomic nervous system, sympathetic and parasympathetic. So it can create anxiety and attention issues. It can make everything worse without you really understanding. Many times, anxiety is also at the core, whether it be physiological, like I just talked about, or mental. And we'll talk a lot more about that in series that are coming up. But for right now, let's transition to number four, internet addictions. Like I already told you, screen time makes everything worse. So what screens do is they resonate at 60 hertz. 60 hertz, very fast. You remember how I told you high beta is 21 to 30 hertz? 60 hertz, very fast. Just being in front of a screen increases the speed in your brain. It can make arousal dysfunction worse, anxiety worse, and attention worse. The way that it makes attention worse is it's giving your brain the stimulation that it craves, which means it's getting stimulated and it's not learning how to bring itself down and to attend by itself. So the more screen time you give your brain, the more you're overstimulating it. Anxiety, your brain's already hyperstimulated and now you're pushing it over the edge. Autoimmune disorders, your brain is wired and tired and it's pushing it in the direction of being more wired and more tired. We have to be very careful about screens. But what can happen is you can get addicted to that stimulation. And we know this. This isn't just my idea. We know that going back to the content in screens, especially if it's passive consumption of short media, especially if it's sexual media or explicit matter, but going back to screens can be highly stimulating and soothing for each one of these brain types. And you can become addicted to the supernormal stimulus of the screen. And what that means is it becomes a compulsion. You keep going back to the screen and the content that is linked to your brain so that your brain gets high levels of dopamine to feel better to offset these other patterns. So these four health crises can go hand in hand for so many people: anxiety, attention, arousal dysfunction, and internet addictions. So now if you struggle with any or all of these, please follow me into number two, which is how neurofeedback brain training can help heal these patterns. So I've already shared with you, there's a very distinct dysfunctional brain pattern at the core of each of these four health issues. These dysfunctional brain patterns are, they're either 1 to 6 levels away from that optimal green zone QEEG brain map. I can see that on the QEEG brain map. I can show you how far your brain is, how big the gap is between healthy brain functioning and dysfunctional brain functioning. Once we see what that gap is and how big it is, then I can use technology to close the gap. When you have a QEEG brain map performed with me, I'm able to see how all areas of your brain are performing and what each area needs. It can be very different for each area. So when I work with people, every single person has a different protocol and a different program that I set very individually. Then me and my team of coaches work with you to help you to use the most advanced technology that will close that gap all by itself. And I will tell you about that in a second. Then at the same time, we give you coaching strategies so you have the tools and techniques to go into your life and start using that new, better, optimal brain pattern so it hardwires itself in. So essentially, it's a 3-step process. Number one, we do the QEEG brain map so we know how your brain is performing and what it needs to heal. No matter which one of the four big A health issues you have. If you have all four, I'll be able to show you that also. The second step is we use advanced technology that I set specifically for you to close the gap. That's neurofeedback. What we do is, in a professional app, I set your protocol, and all you have to do is watch videos, listen to audio, or play games. When you do that, your brain receives the feedback in visual and auditory information. Basically, you can hear or see if your brain is using the healthy pattern or if it's using the dysfunctional pattern. And our brains are smart. They will always work for the reward. So instead of giving it the reward of something unhealthy, we're giving it the reward of healthy brain functioning, which really is amazing. It's proven by science. It's been around for 70 years. EEG's been around for over 120 years, but brain mapping and neurofeedback has been around for about 70 years. Helping people heal their brains in an all-natural, holistic, non-invasive way. So especially if you've tried medication for these issues, and for some of these issues, there's no medication that can help you to heal your brain, that's for sure. So it helps to heal your brain, and here's the best part. It's all measurable. When you work with me, there's data at the beginning, and you receive charts and graphs within and across every session, you know your brain is healing. Then me and my team, we give you even more data so that you know that neurofeedback is working to close that gap. So that's number two. And then number three is we use the coaching strategies and we create a plan so that you do hardwire in this pattern and you know how to live your life to keep it hardwired. That's essential. So basically, we're unwiring, rewiring, and helping you to hardwire in the new healthy brain pattern. Okay, so what can you do to get started? First of all, you can go over to Dr. Trish Lee and have your QEEG brain map performed so I can show you personally for 1 hour after you take your brain map at home. It's so easy. You and I meet for an hour. I tell you what your brain needs to heal. We make a plan. But here's the exciting news. I'm offering a new program called Brain Training 101, and it is an introductory course to brain training with meetings with my team each month, a very special topic each month so that you can learn how to train your brain at home. So if you're not able to get into a brain map, get into Brain Training 101 so we can start working together so that I can help you control your brain so it doesn't control you. So look for that because it's new and it's coming soon. Brain Training 101 with me, Dr. Trish Lee, and my team. We can't wait to help you. All right, until next time, control your brain or it'll control you. Hopefully I'll see you in Brain Training 101.